This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. You know, your time with God is what sets the foundation for your daily relationship with God. Your relationship with God depends on communication, just like your relationship with anyone else. And your time with God each day sets the tone for the day. It begins your conversation with God. We're going to be looking this week at the theme of active listening to God. I want to take you today to one of the great stories in the Bible found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3. Here Samuel, the prophet, is not a prophet yet. He's just a little boy working in the temple, living there, serving God, working with Eli, who was the main person in the temple. And it says this, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent. And it happened at that time, as Eli was lying down in his place, probably nighttime. Now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well, because he was an old man. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out." So it's night, but the lamp's still burning. "And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And it happened that the Lord called Samuel. And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he ran to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But Eli said, 'I did not call. Lie down again.' So he went and lay down, and the Lord called yet again, 'Samuel.' So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' But he answered, 'I did not call. My son, lie down again.' Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, 'Here I am, for you called me.' Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, 'Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."' So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.' And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel, at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.'" Well, it's so good. Samuel had Eli there, recognizing that the Lord was speaking to him. And that was the beginning of Samuel's relationship with God, where God spoke to Samuel. And you notice what Samuel needed to say to God when God called to him. He needed to say, "Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening." How we need to learn to listen to God and to come to God when he begins to speak to us through his word, or to challenge us or convict us or put someone on our mind to pray. We need to learn to say, "Speak, Lord," to listen further, to want more from God, and to take the time and quietness to listen. How about taking a little time to listen to God this morning? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.